Yes. Now the question is, was Syria a chemical weapons probe torpedoed by the West? Yes. Since the perplexing conflict in Syria first broke out 2 years ago, Western powers' assistance to the anti-government side has been consistent, but relatively indirect. The Americans and Europeans lay the mental, legal, diplomatic, and financial underwork for regime change in Syria. Meanwhile, Arab Muslim allies in Turkey and the Persian Gulf are left with the heavy lifting of directly. So anyway, the involvement of the United States in particular has been extremely lackluster, at least in comparison to its aggressive stance on a similar crisis in Libya not long ago. Hopes of securing major American and allied force, preferably a Libya-style no-fly zone. Always learn the most on U.S. President Obama's announcement on December 3, 2012, that any use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime, or perhaps their simple transfer, will cross a red line. Wait. Line. And that, he implied, would trigger direct U.S. intervention. This was followed by vague allegations by the Syrian opposition on December 6, 8, and 23. Of government CW attacks, nothing changed and the allegations stopped for a while. However, my mouse is here. However, as the war entered its third year in mid-March 2013, a slew of new allegations came flying in. This started with a March 19 attack on Khan al-Assal, a contested western district of Aleppo. Khan al-Assal. This gives me a musical idea, but I will express it in later on. Dramatic imagery run by state news agency CANA and from a Reuters photographer show people, including children, suffering breathing problems, some already deceased. The Syrian government and related sources were the first to report it, blaming terrorists, as usual. In an equally predictable answer, rebels accused the Syrian military of launching the attack. Syria demanded an investigation into the event by the United Nations, and everyone else agreed. A team was assembled, but then in early April, Syria blocked them. For reasons that come across as mysterious, soon the world was hearing unprecedented recognition that perhaps Obama's red line had been crossed. I hear voices in the dark. Soon the world was hearing the deadly nerve agent sarin is increasingly specified for reasons that aren't entirely clear. All this has kicked off a renewed drive for intervention based on intelligence assessments of WMD dangers, evoking widely noted memories of the bogus US case for war on Syria's ally Iraq one decade ago. Although the latest developments cast doubt on the imminence of outright military involvement, yet again, the danger persists. And the purported... What does this word mean? Purported. It sounds like a song. Purported reasons deserve scrutiny. It's only been 6 weeks since this saga began. Blah, 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 blah. Three highlighted chemical weapons legions. You see, this kind of site is shit. And I don't recommend it to anyone else here. Yes, why am I reading? Because I want to show you how shitty it is. But some things here may be true. But this is just a huge chunk of shit. Yes. Yes. So, do not visit. Do not visit. What's it called? I already exited. Anyways. Here's something worthy of talking. Indian government approved national cybersecurity policy. So it is something that you can approve because the IT sector has become one of the most significant growth catalysts for the Indian economy. The government approved the national cybersecurity policy that aims to create a secure computing environment in the country and build capacities to strengthen the current set up with focus on manpower training. I have the site before I was reading. It's called beforeitsnews.com. Repeat, beforeitsnews.com. Do not, under any circumstances, go there. Doesn't matter if you are drunk. Just don't go there. Go to other, much more meaningful sites, such as efucked.com, or xvideos, or pornhub, or even homohub.com. Everything is better than before it's news. Now, the policy is not only aimed only at government entities and big businesses, but at home users as well. It aims to create a cybersecurity framework that will address all related issues over a long period. Which is frightening. The framework will lead to specific actions and programmers to enhance the security posture of country's cyberspace. Cybersecurity policy will also help in enhancing the intelligence as its integral component and help in anticipating attacks and adopt countermeasures. Right, so the sentence that you need to remember from all this is this line right here. The policy is not aimed only at government entities and big businesses, but also at home users as well. It aims to create a cybersecurity framework that will address all related issues over a long period. So it's like this. If you ever seen the movie Zardos, he says something like this. Zardos speaks to you. Worship me, for I bring you forth the guns. Only in this case, it's not guns. It's just surveillance, police state, surveillance, more surveillance, more state police, more surveillance. And it's happening in India, one of the most chaotic places in this universe. Right, so if you've got something to say about this, just Skype me. Skype me, bros. Do not hesitate. The biggest bank robbery in history. That is what you want to listen to. Because we all know that banks suck. And they not only suck, but they suck our money. They suck our lives if we are not careful. So let's just be careful. Okay. So let's hear about this. Hackers stole the $45 million. That's right. $45 million. They didn't use guns, masks, or even threatening notes passed to bank tellers. It may be the largest bank robbery in history. Yeah. A gang of cyber criminals operating in 26 countries stole $45 million by hacking their way into a database of prepaid debit cards. So they stole money from the people, which sucks, but it's kind of cool in a way. Reportedly, the group of hackers targeted weaknesses in how banks and payment processors handle prepaid debit cards. Authorities said they arrested these 7 U.S. citizens and residents of Yonkers, New York, Gile, Mejia, Colorado. Juan Luis Minier Lara, Ivan Jose Pena, Jose Familia Reyes, Elvis Rafael Rodriguez, Emir Yasser, yeah. Oh, wait, this is more Afghanistan sounding. Emir Yasser, yeah. And Chong Yo Holguin. Okay. The 8th defendant charged in the incident, Alberto Yussi Lahud Pena, also known as Prime or Albertico, was murdered on April 27 in the Dominican Republic. They don't say by who. They're suspected of working with hackers who twice broke into credit card processing companies' computer systems, stole ATM card data and bypassed the withdrawal limits on the accounts. In February, the hackers broke into the system of a US-based credit card processor to steal account numbers for prepaid MasterCard debit cards issued by Bank of Muscat. The indictment said the second operation was far larger than the first attack, eventually totaling $40 million in losses to Bank of Muscat. Right, so this is pretty big, and if you have bank accounts, you should be afraid, for in any day there can be possible a wipeout of your credit card. So you're asking me, what should I use? I don't know, probably cash or something, I don't know. Maybe you should have gold. Maybe you should watch homohop.com for the answers that are there are much more superior to everything else in the universe. The technique is known as an unlimited operation, as the thieves can grab a potentially unlimited amount of cash. Law enforcement agencies in Japan, Canada, Germany, Romania, and 12 other countries have been involved in the investigation. U.S. prosecutors said arrests began in March. If convicted, they would face maximum 10-year prison terms on each money laundering charge. 7.5 years of the Axis device fraud count and up to 250,000 in fines. Sounds like fun. Yeah. Want to join Hackers Community? Then sign up for our free newsletter or RSS feed to kick off your day with the latest hacking and security. Yes, the hackernews.com is very fun. Very fun. Very fun. And the researchers in China, researchers actually covered something in China, which is new malware, which we all love and desire in our computoriums. Feed me the malware. Give me the malware. Feed me the malware. And force me to eat the malware. I will take it. Rape me with the malware. Anyways, researchers uncovered new malware used by Chinese cyber criminals. Trend Micro researchers have uncovered the new backdoor pieces of malware from the WinDTTT family, which are mainly used by a Chinese cyber criminal group to target Southeast Asian organizations from the video gaming sector. Yeah, 3 out of 4 people play games. Winty malware used by hackers to hijack control of web user systems using a new backdoor contained in the legitimate Adlib analysis tool dubbed as BKDRTangle.a passes itself off as a legitimate system DLL file called winmm.dll. We believe that this was done using a legitimate tool called Adlib, which is a legitimate analysis tool, wrote Trend Micro's Eduardo Altares. Oh shit, that was the wrong accent. We believe that this was done by using a legitimate tool called Adlib, which is a legitimate analysis tool, wrote Trend Micro's Eduardo Altares. The file is not encrypted and neither was in particularly hard to analyze. Its main behavior is to steal Microsoft Office PDF and TFF files from USB drives inserted into the system. These stolen files are stored in some sheet under the Windows folder. It also creates a long file named usblog.dxm.log. The files can be received by the attacker at a later time. Aside from retrieving files, it has several backward commands which allow the attacker to take control of the system, yeah? See, Pablo, see.
Adlib is a legitimate analysis tool that can be used to construct C code from DLL files. The tool is capable of hooking all the functions provided by the initial library. The criminals reported used the tool, which is connected to various parts of the network. It is analyzing. To create a backdoor they can use to bypass the system security protocols. Two of these IP addresses proved to be of particular interest. Namely 1593.24.62 and 98.14.31.45.118. Like, I know what this shit means, but anyway, they are located in the United States, but multiple Chinese language domains point to them. All of this has been blocked as command and control servers, he said. This tech highlights how information theft can be performed even with malware that is not particularly advanced or sophisticated. It also shows some of the challenges in attributing attacks of this nature. So therefore, do not be afraid, for I will bring you all deliverance. I will save you from the deadly malware. Deadly malware bites. Which are not really that deadly, but they are in the case of the Chinese magical powers. The Chinese own you.
Okay. This voice is fun. Official MSI Taiwan hacked 50,000 accounts and other data leaked. Plus sites defaced. One of the world's largest hardware companies, MSI, has been breached in its official Taiwan server by well-known hacker group, Turkish Asian Hacker Group. Yes. The attack was announced just a very short time ago from Twitter by the official Turkish Asian Hacker Group Twitter account, which is called Turkish Asian, which has posted a leak of information and a link to a few very recent defaced sites on the official MSI Taiwan servers. MSI, which is short for MicroStar International, is well known for its gaming laptops, computers and motherboards, and video cards, as well as a range of other products. MSI is one of the world's largest motherboard and video card manufacturers. In addition, MSI also manufactures a wide range of products, including notebooks, gaming laptops, I think I'm back. Am I back?
What is wrong?
Da 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 Okay, so how long have I been just on vocoder voice? Because I was reading and I was talking and I was having a lot of opinions and stuff. Damn it. Did you see me? Did you hear me talk about the Chinese cyber criminals with the malware? Did you hear me speak about the Chinese cyber criminals with the malware? Did you clear malware? What? Okay, I'll just go to, since no one is saying anything, I'll just go to the 50,000s, to the 50,000s accounts and other data leak sites defaced in Taiwan. One of the world's largest hardware companies, MSI, has been breached in its official Taiwan server by a well-known hacker group, Turkish Asian Hacker Group. The attack was announced just a very short time ago from Twitter by the official Turkish Asian Hacker Group Twitter account, which had posted a lot of leaked information and a link to a few very recent defaced sites on the official MSI Taiwan servers. MSI, which is short for MicroStar International, is well known for its gaming laptops, computers and motherboards and video cards, as well as a range of other products. MSI is one of the world's largest motherboard and video card manufacturers. In addition, MSI also manufactures a wide range of products, including notebooks, gaming laptops, all-in-one PCs, server workstations, industrial PCs, household appliances, car infotainment products, barebone systems, and communication devices, among other things. The leaked data has been uploaded to SpeedyShare as a 4.3 megabytes compressed RAR file, which, when uncompressed, contains 10 XLS documents that range from internal information to full customer and client details. The hackers have also left six MSI subdomains with defacements, all over which appear to still be alive at the time of publishing, of course. The defaced domains include four from the Taiwan CCTLD and two from the .com TLD, but all have had the same defacement spread across them and appear to be called the same way. And there is a defacement example here. The leaked data range from usernames, email addresses, encrypted passwords, and other account information and personal details of business and companies who have purchased or used MSI-based products. Altogether, there is actually well over 50,000 personal records. There is an example of users, XLS, an example of RLT users, XLS. This attack just adds another one to the list, alongside LG, Gigabyte, Avast, Cisco, MTV, McDonald's, and many more that Turkish Asian Hacker Group has hacked over the past 12 months. Right, so major defacement, major leakage. I will post you this article. Maybe you want to see what else is on the site. See the examples of the XLS if you want. And I think there is also a download. But I don't think you all people are interested in reading XLS files. Has nothing to add to anything. But what this proves is that there is no company in this world that can defend itself against these hacking groups. Right. What else there is here? Official French defense subdomain hacked and defaced. The official French Ministry of Defense website has come under attack, and as a result, one of its subdomains has been left defaced. The attack comes from HP Virus One, who first announced the defacement about 2 hours ago on Twitter. 12 hours ago, Twitter. But of course, this is something that was reported like 7 days ago, so it's pretty much old. But nothing has happened really much this last week. The waters have been calm. Well, apart from that major bank hacking with the $45 million, but apart from that, nothing really significant. Anyways, the breach site, which has been left defaced, is a subdomain dedicated to the translated, quote, 1st Parachute Regiment of Chasseurs, end quote, and appears to be affecting the complete site, as no other pages are accessible. So this is a full deface, not just a single page created to show everyone how much muscle he has. It's full deface and database destroyed. At time of publishing, the defacement was still alive, and HP Virus One has stated that they did it in revenge. Mirror of the defacement can be found here, but let me see if this, let me post you this in the chat if you want to see how the deface looked. Chat here, paste in chat. Okay. Right, so we got discovered. These defaces don't really help with much in any sort of movement, but it's important to see when they happen. In the case of rebellion, internet rebellion, it is useful when it's done at the same time with leakage of information, spreading of awareness, and everything else. But of course, what I'm talking about now, it's nothing of that sort. It's just plain old hacking for the lols. But I've been missing some hardcore action. Protests on the internet with full-scale attacks, defacements, leaks, Twitter flooding with what's happening around the world, Facebook flooding, everything, just everything together, DDoS attacks, everything together, forever. So, yeah, that's all done. I really have nothing to share today, apart from these articles, which I already covered. Let's see this one. This is kind of cool, with the Internet Explorer 8, which no one uses anyway. You know, Internet Explorer is just a browser that people use in order to download other browsers. So if you have one of them, just, and you haven't gotten rid of it yet, just get something else. Because Internet Explorer is a constant playground for exploitations and hackers. Internet Explorer 8, 0-day attack spreads on 9 other sites. Watering coal, Internet Explorer 8, 0-day attack on the U.S. Department of Labor website last week has spread to 9 more global websites over the weekend.
including those run by a big European company operating in the aerospace, defense, and security industries, as well as non-profit groups and institutes, tax plotting, and this is something else. No, it's good. Attacks exploiting a previously unknown and currently unpatched vulnerability in Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser have spread to at least researchers analyzing the attack say that the attack tied to a China-based hacking group known as Deep Panda. So we have Chinese outrage this week. Security firm CrowdStrike said its researchers unearthed evidence suggesting that the campaign began in mid-March. Their analysis of logs from the malicious infrastructure used in the attacks revealed the IP addresses of visitors to the compromised site. The logs showed addresses from 37 different countries, with 71% of them in the U.S., 11% in Southeast Asia, and 10% in Europe. Microsoft confirmed the remote code execution vulnerability on Friday night. Version 6, 7, 9, and 10 of the browsers are immune to these attacks. Microsoft has simply suggested IE8 users upgrade to a newer version for now. But of course, I think people are already discovering vulnerabilities in 10 as well. So it is just a matter of time. La baguette. It is just a matter of time. Yeah, oui. La baguette. This is just the latest in a series of so-called watering hole attacks targeting government workers and political figures within the U.S. government. In January, a compromise at the website of the Council on Foreign Relations was widely seen as an effort to gain access to influential D.C. policymakers and officials. A similar incident affecting the websites of the National Journal was reported in March. Right. In watering hole attacks, victims are not attacked directly. Rather, attackers compromise the trusted third-party website that the intended targets are likely to visit, then launch a silent attack when they visit the site. So that's why everyone should have third-party blockers like Ghostery and other stuff. Right. If they are using Firefox, if they are using Chrome, they should get something else. But Internet Explorer? Nah. Even if Internet Explorer, in the last version, it has some kind of third-party blocker ability in its default state, if you go to set the options there. But I am not sure it's that strong. And it's too mainstream. I don't trust it. I don't trust this crap. Right. Seven minutes to go in my program. Program. Programmatorium. Right, this is kind of cool from the mainstream news sources. With the Syrian violence, Russia, UK, both interested in ending Syrian violence. Despite having a different approach to Syria, Russia and UK share an interest in preserving the country's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Vladimir Putin said after talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron in Sochi. The negotiations in the capital of the 2014 Winter Olympics were initiated by the British PM, with Prime Minister, and covered a range of political and economic issues, but it's the Syrian conflict which topped the agenda. According to Putin, the sides discussed the options for the positive development of the situation in the Middle Eastern state, where the civil war has been raging for more than 2 years, as well as a number of joint steps, end quote, to settle the ongoing crisis. The Russian president stressed that Moscow and London have, quote, common interest in a speedy end to the violence. The launch of a peace progress in the preservation of Syria's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Cameron agreed that Russia and the UK have mutual goals, which are to, quote, end the conflict, to stop Syria fragmenting, to let the Syrian people choose who governs them, and to prevent the growth of violent extremism. But the British Prime Minister added that there was no secret that the two sides still had differing views on how best to handle this situation. London wants Syrian President Bashar Assad to step down and is pushing for a Syrian arm embargo to be lifted in order to supply weapons to the country's rebels, despite Al-Qaeda's associated Al-Nusra Front being among them. On Thursday, Cameron also accuses Assad's troops of using chemical weapons, while the UN voiced concerns the attack came, on the contrary, from the rebels. Moscow has spoken against any foreign help for either government or opposition forces in the country. Earlier on Friday, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov had to address media speculation that Russia was going to sell S-300 air defense systems to Damascus, once again stressing that Russia only honors old contracts nearing completion and weapons they supply to Syria can only be used for defense. Cameron has fully backed the idea of organizing international talks on Syria, which will include international mediators and representatives of both sides of the Syrian conflict. The conference, which will most likely to take place by the end of the month to try to facilitate a solution to the Syrian crisis through political dialogue, was agreed during Lavrov's negotiation with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Moscow this week. Eternal silence. Anyway, I have one more minute, and in this minute I will say that this Russian United States UK things sounds really fishy to me, and I don't really trust what they are doing. I also do not trust the Syrians. I think there's something missing in this puzzle. We don't know it yet. And they say with the consent of the Syrian people. So they are they going to do a referendum in Syria to see if they agree I don't know. I just don't see this declaration. It's just a piece of manipulation once again. Right. So the truth is that people are oppressed, people are fucked up in Syria. They have extremist groups all over the place. The Orthodox Christians are not even violent, and yet they get very attacked and very killed.
So I don't know what the solution for this problem is, but whatever the Russians, USA people, and the other guys decide will just be not the right solution. So anyway, thanks for tuning in to Vostov's great show, and sorry for the technical difficulties. I don't know why it's happening to me all the time. So yeah, have a glorious night, everyone. See you later. This has been the Vostov Show. Why am I doing this? All right, goodbye.
City Radio, you know what to do. You and your family must take cover immediately. The initial flash from the explosion can burn the skin and cause blindness. International situation is deteriorating rapidly, and that the truth could break out anytime in the next 2 or 3 days. When you hear the sound of Dark City Radio, you know what to do. You and your family must take cover immediately. Lie down. Keep away from wind hose. Cover your head and eyes. Do not look at the sky. Take shelter immediately. Repeat. Stay in Voz. Do not leave your home. Take shelter immediately. When you hear the sound... When you hear the sound... You know what to do. You and your family must take cover immediately. Duck. For and
God's
talent.
Sakes, Bob, think of the magnitude of this. Oh, come on, Bob. Duck if you want me to buy color. Into your holier-than-thou position, you gotta
convince
me you're
right. The energy flash from the explosion can burn to skin and ice.
A magical turtle.